It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, October 22nd. I'm Patricia Naft. The manhunt is over for a Colorado resident who threatened to kill police and was wanted on felony charges. Tuesday, authorities in Nevada arrested 55-year-old Eldon Dick of San Miguel County. San Miguel County Sheriff Bill Masters says a press release the agency sent out helped lead to the arrest.
An employee at a hotel near Reno was talking to him, and he boasted that he was a wanted man in Colorado. They, in turn, ran him through Google and came up with our press release and alerted us. We alerted the Nevada Highway Patrol, who later spotted the gentleman on I-80 and arrested him without further incident.
Tiny beetles are a big problem for Ouray Ice Park. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
Fir and graver beetles are destroying the white fir trees climbers use as anchors. Mike McLeod is the president of the park's board of directors.
And so as trees are diseased or dying, all of a sudden we have a serious loss of safe anchoring options for climbers within the park.
McLeod says the park is installing alternative anchoring in areas where trees were traditionally relied upon.
And whether that means that we'll put expansion bolts into bedrock that climbers can use for climbing, or in some cases, we're pouring concrete pads and putting bolts there that climbers can have safe, reliable anchors.
The city of Ouray, with the help of a $20,000 state grant, is thinning dead trees in the ice park and surrounding area. The beetle epidemic is affecting the entire county. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The debate on allowing full-strength beer to be sold at Colorado grocery stores will be front and center next year. As Benta Berkland reports, supporters of expanding the liquor laws launched a campaign Wednesday to set the stage for putting the question to voters next year.
Currently, only liquor stores can sell full-strength wine and beer. Colorado law allows grocery stores like King Soopers and Safeway to have just one full-service liquor license. Rich Coolidge is a spokesman for Your Choice Colorado, which is pushing the campaign.
You know, we really see this as a consumer-driven initiative. Consumers in all the grocery stores, you know, across the state want to be able to purchase local craft beer and local wines right at their grocery stores, just as they do in 42 other states around the country.
Coolidge says the group will also back a bill at the State House to try and avoid a ballot fight, but previous legislative attempts have failed. Opponents, including liquor stores and craft brewers, say the proposal would make it harder for small brewers to get shelf space and would put mom-and-pop liquor stores out of business. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
One of America's largest coal companies is running out of options after a judge ruled against a proposed deal that would have reduced the company's debt and interest payments. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
Arch Coal had hoped to improve its balance sheet with a debt swap deal. But last week, a New York judge denied the company's request to protect the deal, instead siding with a group of lenders who wanted to block it. Arch Coal has mines in the East, as well as in Wyoming and Colorado. And as the coal industry deals with a nationwide downturn in the market, this debt swap deal for Arch was one way to avoid bankruptcy. Here's Monica Bonar, a senior director with the credit rating agency Fitch Ratings.
It's a challenging environment, so there's not, you know, a lot of new earnings that we can see on the horizon.
In fact, Fitch recently reported that both Arch and coal company Peabody Energy have, quote, a reasonable likelihood of default, unquote. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
Arch Coal operates the West Elk Mine outside of Paonia. Each year, thousands of tourists flock to Crested Butte, a resort town on the western slope. This July saw more people recreating in and around town than ever before. But Crested Butte is small, so small there aren't enough houses for the town's low-wage workers to rent. And short-term vacation rentals are gobbling up whatever housing is available, forcing workers out. Gloria Dickey from High Country News brings us this report.
Melanie Reese used to have neighbors. Now, signs advertising vacation rentals mar the homes in Crested Butte's Meridian Lake subdivision. More and more, housing units are commercial lodging, not homes, she says.
In all of these towns, we have what is commonly being called now a rental crisis. The number of jobs available is pages long in our newspaper, and we may have three or four for rent.
Crested Butte isn't the only western town facing a housing crunch. Reese works as a contract housing consultant for the Colorado Association of Ski Towns. She has seen similar situations across the Rockies. When the recession ended, second homeowners returned with a vengeance. They bought up property to rent out on sites like VRBO and Airbnb. This left the booming local workforce short on places to live. This summer, many workers took shelter in the towns surrounding campgrounds. OB Joyful, Musicians Camp, those were some of the hardest hit in the Slate River drainage. Tent cities popped up. Reese says this kind of condensed camping has negative impacts not only on employees' performance, but also on the environment.
You know, we don't have the systems in place for the outhouses and places for people to get clean, so that will affect our water quality.
That means other organizations have been forced to step up to address the problem. Out at Musicians Camp, Zach Vodder with the Coal Creek Watershed Coalition checks on the group's portable toilet. Generally, he says, the water quality in the upper Slate is good, but recent water data has shown hits for E. coli and fecal coliform. That led the coalition to raise funds for a single porta-potty. So far, they've collected more than 880 gallons of human waste, about 1,200 individual uses.
As soon as that road melts out in the spring, There's people back here camping that are seasonal workers.
For the time being, Vodder says camping workers is more of a social issue than an environmental one. But the camping workers aren't only crowding out tourists, they're crowding out nearby towns, including a federal research facility. 8 miles north of Crested Butte lies the town of Gothic. In the late 1800s, the town boomed with silver. Now, it's home to the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory. Every summer, more than 150 national scientists descend on the town to study things like how marmots react to climate change. But this year, destructive visitors overran the area, says the field station's director, Ian Billick.
We have locations directly adjacent to us here at the research facilities where people have cleared out, cut the vegetation down. There's human feces throughout the site. We've had scientists remove research plots because of the amount of human waste.
Even on an early fall morning, there's a steady stream of leaf-peeping traffic from Gothic down to Crested Butte, and town employees are busy installing no trespassing signs along the roadway. With the winter ski season fast approaching, residents aren't sure what to expect. After all, it's too cold to camp, and the city's affordable housing projects won't be done until next year. Reese expects businesses will shorten their hours of operation, unable to find staff, and whatever employees they do have will be overworked. Maybe next year, she says, will be better. For KVNF, I'm Gloria Dickey.
Thank you for taking the time to pledge your support for this valuable regional news source during our fall membership drive. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.